Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as we're here to check in the latest with the crops. We've had some wet conditions over the past couple of weeks, but that's also been mixed with some warmer temperatures. And so we'll start off here. And how is that combination really affecting the crops?
Yeah, I mean, the crops are growing rapidly this time of year, and so the moisture is something that it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? We do need continued moisture, we want continued moisture, but of course, when it comes at too high of amounts or too quickly, we see some downside problems with that. And so we have had quite the, can pretty confidently call it, excessive amount of rain. And so we have seen a little bit more of some nutrient deficiencies and some, we'll call them like unhappy crops because their roots are in water or in extremely moist soil in some parts of crop fields. And then we're also seeing better conditions for disease development in the crops. And so, you know, the crops need the moisture. That's great because, you know, this time of year, they're using about 1/4 to 3/10 of an inch of moisture a day because they're growing so rapidly. So, right, we need that water, but it does come with some potential downsides with it as well.
Absolutely. And on the percentage scale from, you know, very poor, fair, good, and excellent, how are both corn and soybeans sitting?
I mean, I think at this point, the crops look quite good, right? Yeah. So I would say the majority of our crops in the good to excellent. We certainly have parts of fields that are suffering from that excessive moisture. And those are going to be the areas that are more in that kind of fair to poor rating scale, if you want to call it that. But overall, I think that our corn crop and our soybean crops, they look really good this time of year. The rainfall, for the most part, has been very beneficial for them and keeping them quite healthy, nice and dark green, and growing really well.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist Megan Anderson for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Megan, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that topsoil moisture is 73% adequate and 16% surplus, while subsoil moisture is also at 73% adequate and 10% surplus. So can you kind of break down what this all means exactly?
Yeah. So, I mean, what that's saying is that's an estimation of how much moisture we've got available in the soil to the crop, right? So if we've got surplus moisture in the soil, that's a bad deal. We don't want surplus moisture because that means there's no oxygen available in the soil and the crops need oxygen in the root system area, right, in order to grow. Mm-hmm. And so surplus is water that's going to be lost in one way or another. And so in the case of ponding, right, it may be evaporated off the surface or it could be drained through that soil, either through natural processes or through tile to leave the soil at some point. And we do have some very slow draining soils here in Central Iowa. We call them like our prairie potholes, that they just take some time to lose that. And so that's probably that, I think you said like 16 and 10% surplus mm-hmm. soil moisture. The adequate soil moisture is where basically we have filled all the kind of tight spaces around the pores with water, but we've drained out that excessive moisture. So that means we've got plenty of moisture in the soil available for the crop in those areas, but we don't have too much moisture to the point where it could be causing harm to the crop. And like I said, both corn and soybean are using a lot of moisture this time of year. People talk about the corn humidity because they're respiring so much out of those leaves because they're using a lot of moisture and creating a very humid environment around those plants. And that's what's happening, right? And so we have adequate soil moisture right now. And, you know, we're going to continue to need some rain as we reach toward the latter parts of the reproductive stages, but we're in pretty good shape right now for moisture.
Awesome. Well, thank you for going over that. And, you know, I've also seen many farmers out in the fields lately. So how has the field work been, or has the field work been pretty suitable for them?
So definitely had some excessive soil moisture conditions as of recent, but things have dried out really quite a bit faster than I think some people were expecting based on the amount of moisture that we got. And so, yeah, people are starting to return to the field. Now is the time of year where they may be out applying fungicides primarily to protect their crop and in some cases applying insecticides to take care of insect pest issues that could be out there. And so we see a lot of airplanes flying this time of year and we'll probably see them continue to fly for at least the next couple weeks And then same thing with things like helicopters, and there's some ground rigs that could be out in soybeans as well as perhaps in corn. Finishing up just kind of the last of our management that we can do this growing season ahead of harvest in order to prepare that crop as best as possible to make yield.
And again, we are speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. Megan, a couple more questions here before we wrap up. How has the pest activity been lately? Any specific insects that are out right now?
So we are seeing things like soybean gall midge activity, particularly in the southwest part of Dallas County. That activity has been pretty significant this year. Farmers, it's on a limited basis. Farmers are noticing things like soybeans dying along field edges or wilting. They are noticing very brittle soybean stems along the edges of fields when they walk into the field, so much so that they might snap the plant over. It'd be good to check for soybean gall midge because that activity has been somewhat high this year in the fields where we know that soybean gall midge has been present in central Iowa. And so we know it's present at least in a field in every county in central Iowa, but it's certainly not in every field in those counties. Japanese beetle activity has been moderate, right? They're very easy to find out in soybean fields, not so much in corn fields just yet, but pretty easy to find in bean fields, but they're not causing enough damage to warrant treatment that I've seen. And then the other big insect that we may be running into out in corn fields especially would be northern or western corn rootworm beetles. They feed on the roots as larvae, and then they pupate and they emerge as adult beetles, and they'll mate and lay more eggs for future years. And so we should be right in the middle of their emergence period right now. And so if you're seeing a lot of either yellow and black beetles or small green to tan beetles out in corn, that's a pretty good warning sign that you probably have a corn rootworm problem right now.
All right. Well, thanks for going over that. And last question here for you. What do you see in terms of the forecast for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so we're in kind of a storm system right now where it's a little bit volatile, and we're likely to probably see some more rainstorms pop up. And I think the NOAA Climate Prediction Center forecast does say that our expected kind of next 2 to 3 weeks is leaning, again, warmer than average and wetter than average. And so at least for the next, maybe through the end of July, it looks like we're likely to continue to see more rainfall. And so from a management standpoint for farmers, that means that we're likely to have continued good conditions for disease development. So I'd encourage everybody to be out scouting and taking a look at their corn to see what things look like out there.
Awesome. Well, again, we have been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist Megan Anderson for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Megan, really appreciate you always taking time to talk everything with the crops. And so it's always great to chat with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.